So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, one of our all-time favorite guests with us here on the Dom Giordano Show, Tiffany Justice. How many years has it been since the co-founding? She was a co-founder of Moms for Liberty and the work that they have done big time and still in the fight, particularly one of the last things we've been talking to her about around the bathroom issues in school and the athletic issues. She is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, executive president of Heritage Action. I maintain the big story today with all that's going on is this report, this Substack written about it from England, about the big drop-off of students identifying as non-binary or other than male, female, has fallen nearly 50% in just 2 years. Andover, they did a study. Brown. Across America, they've done a study of high schools. This collapse is huge, and it's good news. And the theory behind it is the most intriguing. Let's go to Tiffany Justice here on Talk Radio 1210. Tiffany, thank you very much. On a big day like this, we thought of you immediately. What are your thoughts on this study and what the author and others behind it are proposing is happening in America?
Well, I think, first of all, I just want to give credit to American parents for standing up and having their voices heard in American politics, right? The issue of transgender or gender ideology, the bathroom stuff that was happening in the schools, right? The fact that government schools were keeping secrets from parents about children, giving them different names, socially transitioning them in school was absolutely ridiculous. And we had an American president, President Trump, who ran promising the American people that he was going to help secure their parental rights and end gender ideology. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
They postulate, though, what I'm interested in. You're exactly right. But what I'm in, and you've been a driving force in this and ongoing. I'm interested in the guy's theory that mental health has gotten better post-COVID. It would almost have to somewhat across all groups. And that this was what I always thought, and I think you may agree, was trendy. Bill Maher, yep. Tiffany, famously, and he said it to me once, too, that we had an event here in Philadelphia and we're talking about it. He goes in the South, he performs, dinner party of people involved with getting him there. Nobody brings up they have a trans kid. He goes to a dinner party in Beverly Hills and one out of two people there talk about that and say it's the case. And it seems to be that fever, if you will, has broken a bit here.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, what happened during COVID showed that the American public in general, or American elites or bureaucrats, really didn't care a lot about children. We did horrible things to them. We closed down schools. We put them onto screens. There is absolutely an element of social contagion that has been driving kids to, identify as transgender, right? We've told them, I mean, So 100%. So as mental health is increasing across America, kids aren't being driven towards, transgenderism. It was, when I was in high school, it was like God, right?
Yep.
Some noise in the background. I apologize.
It's okay, Tiffany.
I also think, you know, there's an optimism happening in the world. And the whole thing about gender ideology is there's a lot of self-loathing. Right. You're being told that you were born in the wrong body, that something is wrong with you, and that, you know, there's some perfect solution, this idea that you might have been born in the wrong body that will fix you. And that's just not the case. And so but again, I want to really credit the fact, you know, the American people are standing up and looking at all these different lies that we've been told and are pushing back on it. And we're giving people permission to do that. So, you know, I think the mental health of kids is going to continue to increase. I think, you know, just the idea of no cell phones in schools, that parents are becoming more aware of technology, right? And and what impact that's having on their children and scaling back from that. I think just the natural pendulum swing is helping too.
Well, the governor's race in New Jersey, and then if we can, we'll get your sense in Virginia. But in Jersey, well, Virginia, too, Mikey Sherrill is dead set on this notion, one of the worst things, even more than the trans stuff, of not telling parents that they can hide things from the parents in school. They're the experts. And it's almost abusive if they tell parents what's going on with their kid.
Yeah, I mean, in Colorado, they made it a law to say that it would be child abuse if you didn't affirm your child's want of changing their gender. So, listen, I think, again, what you're seeing here is a correction. And you're watching the polls right now, right? Jack Titterelli is doing really well in New Jersey. Heritage Action just put about $600,000 to go help in that race, to go and knock doors, to create voter awareness on issues that are impacting Americans. We're involved in Virginia in four different House races. In order to try to help some candidates to get across the finish line, to flip the House from Democrat to Republican. But Winsome Sears doing very well in the polls, much better than she was. And you see Jason Meares running against this guy, Jay Jones, who's talking about, you know, advocating for political violence, right? Advocating for the murder of one of his political opponents. And so there is a correction happening in America. I think courage is contagious. And the more people that just started calling out gender ideology, that are calling out, especially in New Jersey, this comprehensive sex education, this very radical idea, again, of teaching gender ideology in schools, but so much bigger than that too, right? All of these different things about sexuality and sexual orientation that children in school don't need to be taught by teachers in fifth grade. Fourth grade, third grade. And so you are seeing that correction. And I think the polls are going to show that. We have a lot of momentum happening right now. And it's a very exciting time for America to see this correction. But we should be really heartened by what's happening in Europe, too. They've been a leader in fighting against gender ideology in a time when they really haven't led very much. And it's so great to see America catching up.
To that last point, it's shocking, isn't it? Europe, with the last people, they seem to always be in the you know, the mode of the European Union, and it would be against their law, whatever. You have J.K. Rowling, you have people like that, you have this guy in Great Britain. And to your point, they're the people pushing back on this. One thing, Tiffany, the Trump administration did was push back on these major hospitals performing so much gender-affirming care. My son, when he was young, Luke, was in CHOP. I still think it's the greatest children's hospital in the country, but I've come off praising it. I can't do it anymore because they're among the most radical at performing these surgeries.
Yeah, that's right. What we have to do is make the liability so high, right? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of lawsuits that are happening across the United States of America. And what you're going to see is that some of these lawsuits are going to be won. These insurance companies are not going to be covering these types of surgeries. And certainly hospitals are going to stop providing them. You're right, CHOP, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, I think, right, was performing a lot of these gender surgeries. But people are stopping. It's stopping all over the country. And you know, it really was also courage of people who were celebrities, right, who stood up and made this, created more awareness. Certainly, Charlie Kirk, you know, was a big proponent of talking about this issue and how ridiculous it was and engaging young people about it. People like Chris Elson, Billboard Chris, Matt Walsh, right, talking about this issue very publicly, shaming places like Vanderbilt and others to stop doing this. But the ultimate thing will be the lawsuits that are going to stop this. We have to create a situation where people are so afraid of touching this issue because it has caused so much harm and ruined so many lives that a doctor will never perform anything like this again. And then again, we have to strengthen the American people to stand up and push back and to not allow empathy to be weaponized against us. We love people so much Dom. We care about children so much that we're going to tell them the truth. That's love, right? Lying to a child and telling them they've been born in the wrong body isn't love. And we need to be honest in America so we can move our country forward.
At Heritage Action now, Tiffany Justice with us. What's your major role there, Tiffany? What are you doing?
We are working to acquire power. You know, the Heritage Foundation creates beautiful policies. I think of it like a meal, right? But if you make a beautiful meal and you don't have anyone sitting at the table to be able to enjoy it, if we don't have the right people elected in those offices in order to be able to implement the policy goes to waste.
Got to win.
And so we're working.
Yes.
We've got to win. Yeah, you've got to win elections in order to change the country. And so we're going to be, we are in the power acquisition business. We're going to be working a lot to acquire power across the country so we can ensure that great policies will be passed. And ultimately, it's all in service of improving the lives of the American people.
Absolutely. Well, again, you are the perfect person. I see the evolution from Moms for Liberty and where you are now. That's exactly right. And you're blunt about it in a polite way. I like the restaurant analogy. If they don't come, they don't know about the great food, Tiffany.
That's all of it doesn't matter. Right.
You got to win with principle. We have the principles, but we got to win.
That's right. First principle thinking. You have to be in power in order to have good policies be put in place.
Tiffany, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Tiffany Justice. Yeah, you got to win. All right. We're going to play you Judge Ketanji Brown here in a moment. But first, let me go to the Earl of Tacony. I just hit a paper here, and this is sensitive equipment here.
It's a heavy paper.
I don't know what the heck I hit. Hey, Earl, apologize for that. You're about ready to give us your answer today.
I wasn't quite sure if it was you or me.
Yeah.
My answer is over the river in Camden.
Yes.
That'd be Nipper the dog. He was a
RCA.
Little terrier that was born in Bristol, England in 1884. And they made a painting about him staring into a photograph. And he became the logo for the RCA Corporation. Now, the legend is that his master died, and they played a record at the funeral, and the dog jumped up and looked into the gramophone in order to hear his master's voice, which was their logo. But that was something that was created by the advertising department. It never really happened. It was just some guy decided to paint a picture of his dog with a phonograph and sold it to RCA, and they've been using it since 1910. In fact, JVC still uses it as their logo.
That is a great one. Nipper is iconic here from Camden, of all places. By the way, just for nothing, but I am amazed at this. A story on AOL that Leave It to Beaver 68 years ago almost did not get by the censors because they did something. Wally and the Beaver sent away for an alligator, and they got an 8-inch alligator, and the only place they could hide it for the parents was to put it in the toilet tank. All right. That's where the alligator was safe. And the censors said you couldn't show a bathroom, particularly, I think, with the cleavers.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that was the issue?
That was the issue, showing a
not
bathroom.
Kids handling an alligator.
Not
or
kids handling an alligator. A beaver, you could do that. And, of course, June, the thing that told me this was like the prim and proper family, Ward would keep the tie on many times, just change the suit jacket for a sweater. And I've never been in a house, I never grew up, I don't know if you guys did, where each serving, each course, she would remove the dishes for the next course.
Oh.
I mean, who does something like that at a family dinner table?
Very old-timey.
Yeah, what the heck is going on? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With pearls on, of course.
Right. Yes. And the dress.
And the dress, the whole thing.
The lace and everything.
Yeah. So the next time you're seeing, that must be a heck of an adventure. They put an alligator in the toilet tank. All right. It is time right now, before we get a winner today, though, for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. I'm trying to think of mascots today, if Henry's playing with that, because we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports put to music, Saturday, November 22nd, Cardinal O'Hara High School, out in Springfield, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Henry.
Oh, boy, Dom. Yeah, you're going to like this one. So, today we are asking for your favorite mascot, that all-time mascot. And I figured, why not make the Money Melody a mascot singing?
There we go.
It can't just be any mascot.
That's right.
You know it can't be. No, I'm going to give you a little-known mascot representing a product that I could have swore was probably discontinued, but somehow isn't. I think Andrew agrees with me on that. Like,
I was very surprised that it's still around.
Yeah, very surprised it's still around.
Still consume it and everything.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But it's still around. It is a drink flavor enhancer. I'll say that much about the product. It is a drink flavor enhancer. And back in the mid-80s in the United Kingdom, they had a mascot who's similarly named for the product, you know, singing a jingle that they had only for about a year. So I'm going to give you a British... a British food mascot that was only around for a year in the 80s. I want to know the product or the similarly named mascot for this commercial. All right, let's take a listen to it. I bleeped out the name of the mascot to not give away any hints. We'll see if people can still get it.
Here we see her out to help those who've run out of steam before they hurtle backwards down ravines. She brings welcome over.
All right, so again, we are looking for...
We are looking for the product in which is being advertised here, or the similarly named mascot that was only around for a year in the United Kingdom for this drink flavor enhancer that, frankly, I haven't seen in a number of years now, but is apparently still on the market.
All right, I bet somebody out there, vastly, the number of people listening, somebody's going to get it.
I hope
so. All right.
If not, I have a pretty big clue.
All right, pretty big clue, but jump in now at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, we're into mascots. Henry's in the UK. You got the message. Here is the audio clue. Let's see if someone can get this.
Steam before they hurtle backwards down ravines. She brings welcome over. Goodness gives him back. The leaves are in the box, so he can go chop chop while his redeemer slips away to pastures greener. She'll pick you up with a.
All right, this is elaborate. Renee and Swarthmore. All right, Renee, what's your answer? Hi.
Hi, I'm just taking a stab in the dark. Ovaltine?
Oh, wow. My goodness. Wait a minute. How did you piece that together?
Pardon me?
How did you piece that together, Renee?
I was just thinking, like, what would rhyme with what they're singing? I mean, I have no clue.
Okay.
You know, so I just think, but it was Ovaltine?
It is Ovaltine.
It's Ovaltine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Right. I was expecting at least, like, a wrong answer, too.
Yeah, let's get her on Family Feud or, you know, any of the quiz show. Wow.
I was ready to give the big clue. I was going to say, the product, you know, doesn't make sense, the name. I mean, the mug's round.
Right, yes.
The jar's
right.
Round. Why not call it Round Team?
Right, exactly. Way to go, Kenny Banyan.
All right. It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
Renee. All right. Stunning. She's the winner. Pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. It makes a great gift, too. So consider that, joeconklin.com. All right. Wow, I'm stunned, too. That is shocking. Couple of things. One, this case before the Supreme Court is going to be big news. I think the court's going to go the way of the getting rid of this vestige of let's have racial discrimination, gerrymandering in order to make up for what they say is still racial discrimination. Listen to Judge Ketanji Brown liken this in the oral arguments today, where it's pretty telling. I think it's a 6-3, 5-4 at worst. It's going to get rid of this. And if that happens, I think Republicans would pick up 15 to 19 congressional seats. It's that important. Listen to the judge. Now, this is the judge Biden appointed who couldn't answer what a woman was. Remember that? Biologically or any other way? Remember that question? By the way, Henry, if you find it's on Grabian. Nancy Pelosi shouting shut up at a reporter who asked her why you didn't send the National Guard in on January 6th, which is still a bone of contention.
I'll have that in a moment.
Okay, thank you. But here is Ketanji Brown.
A kind of paradigmatic example of this is something like the ADA. Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act against the backdrop of a world that was generally not accessible to people with disabilities. And so it was discriminatory in effect because these folks were not able to access these buildings. And it didn't matter whether the person who built the building or the person who owned the building intended for them to be exclusionary. That's irrelevant. Congress said the facilities have to be made equally open to people with disabilities if readily possible. I guess I don't understand why that's not what's happening here. The idea in Section 2 is that we are responding to current day manifestations of past and present decisions that disadvantage minorities and make it so that they don't have equal access to the voting system, right? They're disabled. In fact,
they're disabled. Just think of this. And, you know, many really Coney Barrett, who I don't like some of the decisions. I think it was a bit of a miss by Trump, is brilliant, has gone after Ketanji Brown in various sessions, in various interviews, and rightfully so. Doesn't seem to be on the level of some of the others. Trying to say that in current America, think about it. If the person's disabled, still today they're disabled, not just when the ADA came in, they still would be disabled and they still need access, which you have to be a moron to be against. But our argument is, well, racial climate, racial issues are the same as when they were put into play with this, when there were things that were discriminatory in the South and other places. Oh, my goodness. And likening it to the disabled today, who, if you are disabled then or disabled now, you still want to get into that building, you need access. Now, the ADA has gone wildly out of place in some instances. We know that. But by and large, it was something that needed to be done and a good thing. She's saying America is still, use her, disabled in that manner, where we still need the same racially discriminatory equity laws. And what this would do if struck down, which I think I predict right now it will, when we get to June, I guess, what it would do is you would see Republicans in many instances, when you look at the math and everything else, win those seats. This would be a big double figures turnaround. That's why Ketanji Brown, either that or she really believes this. It's lame. Who believes that's the same thing? You got to be kidding me. What's changed is, lady, America has changed. What has not changed for someone disabled is the physical fact they're disabled. My goodness, this is the same person in the hearings memory for it to be approved would not or could not tell us what a woman was biologically, the difference and all that. All right, Henry, do we have Nancy Pelosi? You need a little bit more time?
Yeah, give me a second. I was on the phone there with our women.
Yeah, okay. Nancy Pelosi, being asked about January 6th, tells a reporter to shut up about that. That's not so. Why didn't she call in the National Guard before, particularly?
Right,
and we've talked with none other than the head of the police that day, Stephen Sund, and he's the one that says they were begging Pelosi to do that. Here's how it sounded with the reporters.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Oh, Henry, let's hear that one more time. I could see you flinch there, too, when she said, that, where do you get that? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Here, one more time.
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions.
It's,
thank you.
It's the way she said it, the spin she gave to turn around, and the point in the face.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
How dare you that you got in here? These are all supposed to just be, well, that is a fact here that we're talking about this. At least, let's put it this way. Let's be charitable toward Nance. At least it's a point of contention. It's a serious thing here of what happened around it. Keep that one for tomorrow, definitely. And Ketanji Brown. I mean, comparing the disabled, say, in 1970 to the disabled today is legit. Comparing the racial situation in the same way to today is crazy. The Senate voting again on ending the government shutdown. They'll vote to do that. That will continue. Look. They're not going to move on this, Democrats, to this cockamamie No Kings event on Saturday. They have to be standing in front of these alleged crowds and screaming out that they're fighting Trump. All right? That's what's going on here. It will be after Saturday. Maybe the next day they start to talk behind the scenes. And then maybe next week you start to see some movement around it. And Mike Johnson has all these Democrats storming his office. Oh, the pack. Looks like the Dean of Decencies and the lead pack there engaged in this. Coming up, some new stats. Is there a Christian revival in America? You may not have heard it, too. Danica Patrick has apparently contributed $7 million to the halftime show, the alternate halftime show. I believe it's happening. It's just a question of what's the platform, what station are they going to be on? But if she's contributed that and they're getting that type of money around Charlie Kirk, I think they're going to get some big acts. And I think they should plan second by second to take audience away from the NFL. They need somebody calculating. I'm volunteering to do that. Second by second, what are we putting out there to beat them in that second? It's all that we want to do is beat the NFL. If they beat them, say, for a minute, that there were more people, it's impossible. Well, Trump with the village people and what? What spectacle would people say? We're telling them at 8:59 and 2 seconds, if you tune in for that 30 seconds, it's going to be unbelievable. That's what I would do.
Oh, man.
I'd put a code on, a QR code on there, and if we know you're watching somehow or another, you can win $1 million.
Need some sort of, like, insane Red Bull stunt going on behind the stage.
And you win
it.
Somebody will win.
Somebody's winning a prize at the same time.
Yeah, like, get some billionaire. Somebody's winning $10 million. You think we could take away a share from the NFL?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're offering
Henry's
money,
along. Okay, right. Anything. You know, it's going to be
a new car, whatever. New car.
It's going to be the debut of something on the Segway we're going to debut. Now that was
that might get negative ratings.
Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you on today's side question. And this, you got to see this, youtube.com/1210. Baker Mayfield. I don't know if he can outthrow Henry. I don't think he has the strongest arm. The guy's unbelievable as a quarterback. But I don't know, Henry. Do you think he could throw next to him, or would he outthrow you by a lot?
He would outthrow me. The difference being is that he wouldn't hurt his shoulder in the process like I would on these throws.
Okay. He's in disguise. They're having a 40-yard football throw contest, or 50?
Yeah, 40.
40. Yeah, if you see, Dan settled on that a long time. 40 was perfect. Because that's I know. I tried many times. It's a real challenge.
It is.
50 is like ungodly. If you can throw it 50 yards, how many people listening do you think can throw it 50 yards out of all the people that are listening? I think under 10.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that, around
10. Yeah, exactly. I know ringers are lining up out there with all kinds of Nerf balls and all. And if anybody could throw it 60, oh, man. Can Jalen Hurts throw it 60, do you think? I don't think so.
I'd say he's just on like the cusp of that.
Well,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying, though. That's I think maybe only half of NFL quarterbacks are throwing it 60 without running up, or, you know, just in the pocket, staying there throwing 60.
Yeah.
That's a fairly tough throw.
Yeah, I'd say there's more that can than can't.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, 855-83, and I'm going to get Ron Jaworski to teach me. He's going to come to one of these events. Come on, Ron. You know, if he threw it 80 in tryouts, that really is the Polish rifle. All right, let's talk big event we have coming up Saturday. My great friend, Diane Cardano Casaccio. You've seen this happen. Home sitting on the market for months and months. The photos look fine. The location's great, but still no offers. Well, Diane Cardano Casaccio has sold thousands of homes. She knows when your home sits too long, buyers start asking one question. What the heck is wrong with that house? Is it the price? And all that hard-earned equity starts dropping fast. Well, Diane is hosting a free home seller breakfast seminar. Great breakfast, too, with me. This Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in Fort Washington. Diane will show you exactly how to sell fast without discounting your price, including how to position your home to attract strong buyers fast in just days. Every attendee gets a free copy of her best-selling book, Model Home Mindset, and her brand new book, Transactional Turbulence. This is a great event every time that we do it. Don't let your home become yesterday's news. Join Diane and me this Saturday. Seats are limited. All you have to do, it's free. Everything is free. You get the books, etc. Just call to register. Get on the big board there now at Diane's headquarters. 215-576-8666. Or online, 215-576-8666.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, Tom Giordano show. Yeah, we'll show you that, and there's a little commentary, Baker Mayfield in a moment. Didn't want to forget our guy, though. Yesterday, spectacular, with Scott Presler. I'll play you what it was like in Doylestown as he welcomed in on Charlie Kirk's birthday a woman who changed her party affiliation. Presler, I believe, too, has driven these national articles that are saying, it's amazing how much is being invested in these, quote, sleepy Pennsylvania retention elections. The three judges. Who's been driving that, beating that mule for over a year? Presler has put it on the national map. And Scott just tweeted out, Bucks County mail-in ballots, November 2023. The Democrats had 37,822 edge. In 2025, it's only 24,863. Returned, it's 7,700 to 4,300. And then he gives this cautionary note. If Sheriff Fred Herron, who'll be on the show tomorrow, and District Attorney Jen Shorn don't win this November, Bucks County becomes Philadelphia. Well, we already know that Montgomery County is. I think Delaware County's worse. I'm willing to say this now. That crew, that progressive crew over in Delaware County, given how Republican that area was and should be, is worse than Montgomery County, the Mr. Softy guy. And they're going to tax you another 20%, apparently, once this election's over. Then horsey country has gone nuts, where Guy Shiraki isn't on Chronicles at. So I don't know about Bucks County becoming Philadelphia, but it will be noticeably worse without Fred Herron and without Jen Shorn out there big time. Here is Presler yesterday with a big crowd welcoming Maria, I guess her name is, to change parties. Mira, it's Mira. Okay, Mira, changing parties.
Hey, everybody, this is Scott Presler and Mira. We are here in Bucks County outside of the old courthouse. Now, Mira is changing her party voter registration from Democrat to Republican. And Mira, I would like, before all of these people, to formally welcome you to the Republican Party of Pennsylvania.
All right, Presler does it like it's a baptism, like he's anointing people. I told him that, you know, you're going to have people when you change them from the Democrats to the Republican, have a little stream nearby and you go in. That it's almost an experience. What a showman there yesterday. Just unbelievable stuff. All right. So, Henry, who else do you have? You got all kinds of airplanes landing tomorrow. So you're working out when Fred Herron's going to be with us, a major story. And I respect your judgment on that. Well, what else? Who else has landed tomorrow?
So it looks like we're going to have Jeff Andrew, per usual, okay, at 1:30. And it looks like we will have Treasurer Stacey Garrity at 2:30.
Okay.
In addition, we are going to have the dialect coach on the new show, Task.
You've been working on that quite a lot. So this is the Delco dialect.
Yes.
But I will ask her your accent. I don't know who's on producing tomorrow, Andrew or somebody else. Mm. And then I will say, I speak the prestige dialect. I sound like I'm from Britain. I don't have anything, dialect coach, that you can pick out here that might be a hint that I'm from South Philly.
We'll have to wait and see.
Make sure we're not on Zoom. I don't want to see her with the hand things and all that. Might be a, I'll ask her about the hand stuff, too.
All right.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Okay.
And she's the coach for this big series, which is a takeoff, right?
Yeah, it's
the previous.
Task. From the same people that brought you Mayor of Easttown. It's Task.
Exactly.
A lot of Delco accents. If you've watched the show, maybe, or if you haven't watched the show, maybe go give it a watch real quick. Pick up on what she was putting down, given some of these actors.
Call in if you've been in Delco all your life too, and just talk to me. You can say anything you want. Dom, you're great, and stuff like that. I want to see if I hear the accent. You know who has a bad Delco accent? I think Neil Zorn does. I think he says that.
Oh, I have to listen for it.
Yeah, he has said it. I think he thinks he does. Yes. Okay. 855-839-1210. That is a big lineup already tomorrow. Let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. All right, David, what do you have here on the mascot?
And real quick, first of all, I've been getting a little bit of debates online with some of these Democrats in Jersey talking about Mikey and Jack and everything. And, you know, this one girl, she kept back on and on about Trump. And I kept telling her, you know, this is not against Trump. You know, I had to remind her who Mikey's running against. And I kept asking her, hey, would you remember if you made $7 million? And she won't answer the question. You know, it's just funny watching
didn't graduate from the Naval Academy, and if you at the 11th hour plus say this guy has killed people because he had a publishing firm on opioids. My God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, as far as my side question, I think Pennsylvania needs a mascot, and I could be the mascot. It could be a big cheesesteak, and I volunteer to be the cheesesteak mascot for Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But for actual ones, I'm going to go with the Wienermobile for Oscar Mayer.
That is a very good one. And it was a highly paid job to drive the Wienermobile across the country, Henry. We used to see that. I haven't seen it advertised anymore.
From my understanding is that there's multiple of them. There's like 10 in circulation.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
They get recent college graduates with nothing to do that summer to drive it around.
Yeah.
I actually saw it, I want to say, 2 summers ago, just parked in like a parking lot of a restaurant I was at. I had to take a picture with it.
Do you think it would be easy for the guy, if it's a guy, to pick up women with that Wienermobile?
I feel like it can't hurt.
Sure, there you go.
It definitely couldn't.
I feel like the mystique, the kind of like, you're driving that? It's it's my job this summer.
Right,
it's like,
I
own part of
one of them like spill, like get into an accident, like hot dog spilled all over the highway last year?
Absolutely. All right, it is the lightning round next, but first, Baker Mayfield of the Tampa Buccaneers is in disguise. YouTube.com/1210. There's commentary here of people lining up, and I'm not sure why they try to throw a football 40 yards. The reason? Charity event? Something like a TV show?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like some sort of contest.
Yeah, Dan did come up with a good 40 yards is a pretty good throw. Not as easy as you think. If you think you can, in my sleep, I could do that. A little bit harder than that. I think, somebody with a decent arm get to 35. That last 5 yards is hell. And 50, wow.
Forget about it.
All right, here's how it sounded. Here's how it looks.
Oh, close. Yeah, almost, so close.
All right. Oh, let's go.
Close.
Everyone's getting in that 20 to 35 yard range.
Mayfield now in disguise.
We've got the 30, but we're very close to the 50.
And guess what? Gus Swayze going to take you boys to school. Gus has got it.
We got another throw.
Gus has got it right here. Gus has got it right here.
Watch the knee. Watch the knee. Right. Yeah, dude with a bum knee.
That's right. I should have gone pro when I had the chance.
Oh, man.
Well played. He is he's a commercial pitch man dream.
I mean, that was more than 50. That was probably hovering right around 60.
60.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's like the Twilight Zone to get into that.
Didn't even need like a hop for that either.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
just was like, oh, I'm going in.
Yeah. All right, Jalen Hurts, eat your heart out. All right, 855-839-1210. Lightning round. Let's get a winner. This is highly contested today. All-time mascot. On Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, everybody wants to throw a football. Newman Price in on it. Henry wants to do that in next event.
All right.
So, we have to talk to the lawyers. They're afraid people will injure themselves throwing a football. I'm serious.
I almost did.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, and that Baker Mayfield thing. And Johnny, down at Mulligan's, saying if you want to do a Singapore sling, which I would try to make next time I do bartending, you need a DeLorean. There you go.
Okay.
All right. I see an unbelievable mascot answer up here I think is really good that was local. But let me go to Joe and Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Is he on brand? Joe, good afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. My mascot is the statue of a standing eagle in the former John Wanamaker department store. In the Byzantine Empire, Constantine placed the image of a double-headed eagle on the coins of the realm to symbolize power and majesty. Similarly, Wanamaker placed the statue of an eagle in the main court court hall to symbolize the grandeur and majesty of the John Wanamaker department store.
Absolutely, Joe. He's spot on. The Byzantine Empire was a
the
nice touch.
Byzantine Empire.
He's spot on, though. People would say, guys, I'll meet you at the Eagle. It was a top 10
really?
Philadelphia saying.
Huh.
Which, you know what? I wonder if there's enough of that for in our region, a saying. Yeah, I got to take that up after, like, meet you at the Eagle. Even if they're dated, they're not there now, or they are there now, that people say, like, Passyunk Avenue. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware, Byzantine Empire. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, Phil. What do you have?
Real quick before I give you my choice is Tony from a nice Jewish boy from Delaware. I always mispronounce it, but I always go to the one in the Reading Market.
Reading Terminal, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have several spots. They're great. No, what's your answer?
And it's easy access, easy in, easy out. But yeah, I'm in Westchester today, and I can tell you the amount of signs out there. But the one that stands out that I like is them pointing out that independents can vote.
Right.
Which they very rarely push that because they're afraid of which way they're going to go.
Gotcha. But, Phil, I need your side here. We're low on time. Sorry, but I need your side.
Manny Moe and Jack.
That is a great one. That is a great local one. Arguably, maybe the best, well, one of the best in this area. All right, Andrew, you took all these. We had some great ones today. What's your verdict? Who did you like? Give me a couple.
Well, I liked the Great Pumpkin.
Right.
I thought that was really, really bizarre and out there. And then Joe from Exton really did a good job with the Byzantine Empire and the history lesson
remarkable.
And everything.
Oh, my God.
That might be my favorite
Magnum
answer
opus.
That he's ever given.
You know, I think we got to clip that and take him saying the Byzantine Empire.
That was great.
When did you think you'd hear that in talk radio? Yeah. All the stuff I've said over 30,000 broadcasts, whatever it is. Yeah. The Byzantine Empire stands out.
He starts by introducing Wanamakers first. And
then he goes to ancient history. Yeah, like, what?
Byzantine Empire.
Henry, who did you like?
So I got a second Joe and Exton's answer. But I also like David and Somerset's answer of Tony the Tiger, only because he gave us a little history on how that voice was the same voice as the guy singing, "You're a mean one."
That's
true.
That's cool. Yeah, a lot of great ones. All right, I'll go with Joe of Exton on today's.
Right.
It does stand out. It was a keeper. All right, tomorrow, Fred Herron, big win over in Bucks County. Way to go, Fred. And while he's in along, we'll build on that. Mondani does the interview with Martha McCollum. There'll be a lot from that. He debates tonight. If he wins in New York, it helps us. Either way, if he loses, it helps too. All right, Richie Oli next. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.